Toronto attorney Aaron Milrod and his wife Brenda Coleman are regulars at Basel and other art fairs.
We're significant collectors of both painting, ceramics, sculpture, works on paper. We try to come here because of knowing a lot of the people that will be here as well as looking at the art. Want to know what's happening.
Well, let's compare. Maybe we should start trading, okay?
Okay.
We've got time to trade still.
Okay.
I'll make a deal. Any deal you want, okay?
Okay.
That's tour guide Frank Herzog. He's a retired attorney who started collecting pop art in the late 50s.
I sort of go around and show them abstract expressionist art, which then led into minimalism, into pop art. And then my focus at the end would be to show them who I think are some hot people who started in the 80s and are here to stay.
Today the tour also includes Monica Elsner from Germany.
Well, I'm just a tiny, small little collector, not that fancy, but I love art. You know, maybe I find something to buy.
Milrod focuses on a painting by minimalist Frank Stella. Bright colored concentric squares, like a child's puzzle.
Exactly that picture.
Okay.
I don't know if that was mine or not. I paid $1,200 for it, and I sold it about a year and a half later to a gallery in Minneapolis for $9,000.
You felt good, didn't you?
I did.
We all make mistakes, don't we?
Now that's worth about $400,000.
Herzog gets excited about a very small James Lichtenstein painting from 1961. It's called Gas Station Attendant. A plain close-up portrait of a man in a bright yellow cap.
But that's my favorite right there. So if it's missing, call me. I may steal it. It may be worth going to jail. What's different? Just for a few years.
You love this stuff, don't you?
I like this stuff. Oh, yes. Every day in our home, I walk around every day and look at every piece of art.
Herzog tries to get Elsner, the shy beginner, to take the plunge. He shows her a piece by a hot young artist named Jani Lenonen, a big rectangle of cereal boxes like Special K and Captain Crunch. The names are changed to make philosophical statements. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions.
I think it's very clever, and I think, would we have enough guts to buy it?
Elsner asks what it would cost.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's ask.
I'm too scared to do something like that.
A willowy blonde saleswoman tells them that the piece is $80,000.
It's better than the other ones we saw. I think I'd be a bit scary to buy something like that.
A worker goes by with a trolley full of discarded boxes.
That's going to be art. Okay.
You know what?
I think
if we put a price tag on it, we could sell it.
Someone would buy it.
I think I would. Is there any difference between that and the cereal boxes?
I'm not sure. I can take my marker and just put it down.
Why don't we
put the sign down?
I think you're absolutely right.
Even serious art lovers can't always take Art Basel too seriously. I'm Jordan Levin in Miami.